The Virginia-based security firm Team Crucible says one of its employees, U.S. Marine Corps veteran David Berry, was among the 10 people killed this week at the Carinthia Hotel in Tripoli, Libya. The hotel was attacked by gunmen apparently linked to ISIS. The situation in Libya has been deteriorating since its longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi was ousted by rebels in 2011. The new government has almost no control and numerous militias are battling for power. The BBC's Ian Pannell has more.
The main terminal building inside Libya's international airport is a eerie, ghostly shell of its former self. You can hear the sound of corrugated rafters that have been burned and charred and shot through. The level of destruction is just immense, 360 degrees worth of damage. Over to my right, I can see one luggage trolley left, and to my left is what remains of the International Departures Board. The red lines, which used to show the destinations where people were flying to, now completely lifeless. The battle that took place here was, in some senses, the second battle of the Libyan Revolution, when the militias turned their guns on each other, and the fighting is continuing today. And as this destruction shows, this is less a battle of competing ideologies, although there are differences. It's more about power and the spoils of war.
Nassim Mohammed used to work at the airport before the revolution. Today, he's trying to rebuild it.
Is this the first time you've been back in here?
Yes, this is the first time.
What are your feelings?
Bad. So bad. Something you create for 10 or 15 years. It's a war, so we have to live with it. I don't know. I have feeling that's going to be better than before. Now I have the freedom. I can talk. When someone take your freedom, it's a very, very big problem.
But freedom is a relative term in the new Libya. The country split between two competing governments and parliaments, each backed by a loose alliance of warring militias. Both sides are accused of human rights abuses. Opposition voices have been threatened and silenced. Civilians, politicians and journalists attacked, and hundreds of thousands of people have been forced from their homes. Ain Zahra prison on the edge of Tripoli houses nearly 700 inmates. Most are accused of crimes like drug dealing and murder. But some cells are reserved for so-called political crimes.
I'm here because I was accused of being against the revolution. And we support Gaddafi. When we were first brought here, we were tortured. There's no freedom of speech. Even talking to you, God knows what'll happen to me. But I have to tell the truth.
I met Mohammed at a cafe near Tripoli's main mosque. A young, earnest engineering student who was sitting on his own, sipping coffee, his head buried in a physics book.
It's almost 4 years since the revolution began against Colonel Gaddafi. How is life for Libyans?
Well, the only problem right now for my family as a family man would be financial, because salaries aren't being paid in the right time and all the prices are skyrocketing right now.
We're sat here in a large courtyard, men sat around at tables drinking coffee. Life does look normal.
Yeah, it does. But at the same time, if you have an expensive car, you might be a big target for robbery. I've heard about a lot of car hijacks recently. Also, these people hang out in the morning, but come around here, like 9 o'clock, you see everyone leaving because of the problems that might arise at night.
Many people are now talking about a growing control for some hardline Islamist elements.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Certainly I do. We're seeing it happen gradually. I believe in religious freedom and the freedoms which were part of the revolution in 2011 itself. Everyone has guns now. It's like a magnet for extremism, because whenever they have the guns, they have the power to control. They will control you in the same way that Gaddafi did, but in the name of the religion. So it's not something you want.
On a warm Friday evening, young men parade their motorbikes and machismo along Tripoli's seafront, performing tricks in front of the crowd. Children play at a nearby fun fair, grinning and bouncing on trampolines and inflatable slides. It feels far from the violence and extremism that dominate the news from Libya, but it has a veneer-like quality. Libyan governments, old and new, have used Martyr Square to publicly parade their power. Tripoli's newest political masters took us to a well-orchestrated rally there against UN efforts to broker peace talks. The crowd chanted, "In the name of Allah and the revolution." But Libya doesn't feel in the midst of a wholesale takeover by Islamist radicals, or a complex battle between competing local and national interests, all claiming to be the rightful guardians of the uprising. Libya's revolution hasn't stopped turning, and the longer it spins, the more it risks dragging the country into chaos, leaving those who risked everything for a better future with songs and slogans, but unfulfilled dreams.
BBC's In Panel, reporting from Tripoli, Libya.